for sports with Mike Causey. And good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, I made it because the game started at about 8:15 last night. I made it for the first couple series of downs and went to sleep. And I wake up this morning and the Giants lost in the last moments in overtime.
It was a a collapse like the stock market in 1927.
Yeah, I guess they were leading 17-7 at one point.
Oh, whenever the stock market crashed. 17-3 they were winning. And they gave up 20 unanswered points. They had about 25 yards in offense in the second half.
Yeah. Well, that's the coaching adjustments made by Philadelphia and the no coaching adjustments made by the Giants.
No coaching, no talent, no nothing.
At least Eli got out with his life. Because I'd hate to see him get injured backing up for the quarterback of the future. That would just
getting paid.
I know, but I still hate to see him get injured. That has nothing to do with it, Mike. It has to do with him getting injured and coming in a season where they've lost 9 in a row. And you know, you just don't want to see him get injured coming in like that. It's not a question of whether he gets paid or not. The question is he's put in his time, and he doesn't deserve to be injured subbing for the future quarterback. That's all. It has nothing to do with money. Nothing at all.
If he doesn't want to get paid, then tell him that you're done playing. If he doesn't want to get hurt, then you don't play. That's all.
Anyways. So the Giants lost, so Philadelphia is still behind Dallas because they lost that one face-to-face.
They're tied with Dallas.
Yeah, but
they got to play each other one time, but yeah. If they both finish with the same record, which is impossible, and they were saying last night, the Eagles still win because they beat the Cowboys already.
All right, so we'll see what happens with that.
That's what they were saying anyway.
Booger McFarland, is that his real name?
I don't know.
If my mom named me Booger, I would have changed it the minute I got to be 18.
Those guys are ridiculous in the way they talk.
They're not very good. They're not very good. They might be very nice people. They might be very nice people, and they sound like they're nice people, but they just don't. They don't do a good job on Monday Night Football. Anyway,
hasn't been good for a while.
So the Nats are bringing back their big stud.
Yeah, $245 million.
Well, that means California or the Yankees are going to pay close to $350 million if they want to sign Cole.
Well, he's talking to whatever team. What's his name? Went to the manager from the Cubs. He's talking to them. So,
well, whoever gets him is going to, because he's it's a crazy market. So you wait and see. He's younger than what's his name that just got.
Where did Madden go to?
Oh, God, it's crazy. I don't remember. Did he go to San Francisco?
No, I don't know. San Diego, I think. No, I don't know where. No, the Angels. He went to the Angels.
That's what I mean. So it's either the Angels or the Yankees, because no one else is going to spend that kind of money.
I'm telling you, he's not going to go to New York or California. He's going to go somewhere else because the taxes are too high.
I think if somebody offers him enough money to make up for the taxes, he'll go. But anyway,
it doesn't matter how much you offer
sure
to make up for the taxes. You're going to get taxed even more. You're never going to make up.
Oh, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not true.
It is so.
All right.
If New York and California say offers him $250 million,
yeah,
okay,
and another
team offers him $230 million. The 230 becomes more than the 250 because of the taxes.
But that's not going to be like that. If the Yankees or California really want him, they're going to offer. This is what I'm
saying.
They're
going to have to overpay him because they're going to have to give him like 270 to equate to the 230.
Mike, that's what I'm saying. That's what they'll do.
And then that puts that team over the luxury tax.
But do you think the Yankees care? Do you think California cares?
Obviously, because they haven't been over the luxury tax now for what, about 10 years?
Who, the Yankees?
Yeah.
Two years they haven't been over the luxury tax. But California, wouldn't they love to have a pitcher like that to go along with Trout?
They'd need more than that.
Well, but all I'm saying is, you know, teams will overpay to get him. I'm telling you right now.
Well,
they'll overpay.
Just like Strasburg stayed in Washington, don't be surprised if Cole stays in Houston.
Oh, no, I think it's a definite possibility, but whoever signs him is going to pay over $300 million a year.
And Texas doesn't have the high taxes either.
So that's all I'm saying is that, you know, he's in a perfect position. He doesn't even have to bargain now. He doesn't even have to bargain. His agent, who's his agent, Boris?
Mm-hmm. Both of them had Boris.
They don't even have to bargain. They just have to sit back and put their feet up on the table and see what offers come in.
But that's going to trickle down to all the other pitchers that are going to have to get more money because these guys have got more money.
Absolutely. That's the story of baseball.
That's why they need a salary cap.
Yeah, you're right. No, I absolutely agree. Absolutely agree.
I've been saying that for 25 years. Baseball needs a salary cap.
Just like the NBA needs a salary cap. You cannot keep giving salaries like this. It's not like a movie where you can put a movie out and you spend $300 million and it's a flub, and all of a sudden you get another movie out and you make a million. You know what could happen?
The ultimate salary cap. People don't go. They can't pay these guys.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. It's going to be it's going to be very interesting to see.
I will not support a professional baseball team in the New York area for nothing. One, because I hate the Yankees, and two, because the Mets don't spend any money, so they're not going to get any of mine.
No, I there's lots of ways you can combat it, but I'm just saying. Baseball's in that crazy mood now.
They have been. It's not something recent.
Yeah, but look, last year with what $350 and $400 million contracts? Come on. You know, the Mets just still aren't the Mets still playing that one guy who hasn't
Bobby
played?
Bobby Bonilla? I think they pay him until he dies.
Or else, they're still paying that. I mean, that's the crazy thing about baseball. It's like somebody taking out a car loan, buying a car with a 7-year loan, okay? Not putting any money down and getting a low payment in 7 years, and then 4 years into that they want to get another car, so they have to get another loan on top of that. It's just nuts. It doesn't make sense. You can't run your household like that.
That's the way the Mets are, and that's the way other teams are too.
More teams in baseball are doing that. And
yeah, I agree. Yeah. I said that.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
That's why they need a salary cap.
Yep, I agree with that.
You got a salary cap of say $150 million. That's it. That's all you can spend.
Right.
And what they should have is they should have a salary cap limit per position. That's the best way to do it.
All right. Any other sports to talk about?
The Islanders beat Tampa last night 5-1.
Well, that got back for Tampa beating the Colts in football.
Tampa beating the Colts?
Yeah.
What's that have to do with the Islanders?
It was Tampa.
The Islanders don't play in Indianapolis.
I know, but Tampa. It's just Tampa. I was trying to get Tampa, you know. The world revolves around Tampa with that story.
I don't know. Hey, well, it's a little more than 2 months to the first spring training game. February 22nd.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing?
Thank God. Thank God. By then, maybe some of these teams will be set.
I don't know, but all I know is folks in New York can't wait for baseball season to come quick enough.
Some.
Yeah.
Some.
Some.
And it's to see what moves the Yankees make, because maybe they might even be not looking forward to it.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
They need some arms.
Just remember, Met fans are now going to possibly have new owners that have big, deep pockets.
That's 5 years down the road. Uh-huh. That's Wilpon's involved for 5 more years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds good, but that's the fine print, 5 more years.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
5 more years. 5 more years.
The Mets.
The Mets.
Just when you think they got the Drano, they didn't.
No. All right, I'll check with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike.